Welcome to GamerCast. This is episode 74. I'm Adam.
And I'm Paul, and this is recorded live on the 3rd of June 2007 at 1916 BST.
Hell yeah. It's getting into an exciting time before the lull for summer. Weather's getting a little bit better and games will slowly come to a standstill, but the information for the new games will all start to flood out. So, getting excited. We've still got some more stuff appearing this Friday, which I'm looking forward to. We'll have release Halo 2 on PC, which has been waited for quite some time, and Forza 2 on the Xbox 360, which I am extremely looking forward to. Tempted to go buy that now. I've got a working Xbox 360, so very cool. Very cool indeed.
Indeed.
So, up first.
Let's do your E3 thing, shall we? Because that's exciting.
E3 2007, which obviously is like a cut down version of the normal E3. There's some bits and bobs that have.
Dude, get off my mouse.
I need to touch the mouse. Ooh. Whole list of companies, but I won't go through a lot of them. 2K Sports with a few of their 2K8 editions of NBA, NHL, and All Pro Football. Never noticed that coming before, is that? Alkia?
Never heard of them.
Nope, they're coming out with 2025 Battle for Fatherland.
That doesn't Disciples, sound too Nazi, does it?
Disciples 3, Heavy Duty.
Fascist Game Studios.
Jagged Alliance 3.
Fight for the Fatherland.
Showdown Scorpion, yeah, okay, they're gonna sell that. Good old classic Capcom Entertainment with Devil May Cry 4 out on the PC, PlayStation 3, and Xbox 360, which means it's not a PlayStation only title.
Like everything else?
Harvardly Birdman, I don't know, I'm not sure what that's about. Several Mega Man titles of Mega Man Star Force under different versions on the DS. And a ZX on the DS. Monster Hunter Freedom 2 on the PSP. MotoGP 07. Phoenix Wright Ace Trials and Tribulations on the DS.
Fun.
Oh,
that's the last
that,
thing we
that's
need.
That
that's that weird thing.
Lawyer game.
Look at me, I'm a lawyer. It's like America's Army. They're trying to recruit lawyers.
Some new Street Fighter. One new Street Fighter 2 Turbo High Definition Remix.
Boring.
D3 publishers with Dark Sector, Deadhead Fred, and Neutro, which is like a Japanese anime thing that was out on the Wii. I knew that was coming out. Disney Interactive are coming out with High School. Oh my god, I can't even believe they're bringing that out.
Turok.
Turok on the PS3 and Xbox 360.
Oh god, you're bringing back the franchise of death.
Right, go out, buy this game. Trust me, it's a worth it. It's a 40 quid. Coffee coaster. It's all worth every penny. You'll have a picture of a dinosaur and you can put your coffee mug on it. It'd be brilliant. Don't put it in your console, whatever you do. Electronic Arts will be coming out with Army of Two.
Rubbish.
Boogie? Something on the Wii. Oh, Boogie. I think I know what that is. Crisis on the PC, which I'm looking forward to. That is looking immense for pushing DirectX 10. Hellgate London, a lot of people go nuts about this, but the whole concept of being in some mechanized weird armored knight suits and with a sword and stuff, it seems like Quake on acid in London with knights. Medal of Honor Airborne, it's coming out to the point where it's pushing too far. Mercenaries 2 World of Flames, NBA Live, The Orange Box,
Half-Life,
and Skate.
Skate, wow man, original name. Skate, is that the best thing you come up with?
Yeah, so
I want you to skate. Let's go skating.
Yeah, it says a lot, doesn't it?
Let's go shooting. Yeah, they should just call the game a shooter. Shoot. Bang, bang. You're dead.
Electronic Arts will be coming out with its Lego Star Wars Complete Saga. Which is both of the previous games sewn together. Now, before anyone starts thinking, oh, it's just a re-release of both games in the same pack, I've read upon this before show, and this is actually a new game. It's using the content from both games of all the levels being sewn together, so all the characters are available through both sagas, as well as the fact that a whole range of new levels have been added on, new content. So if you liked them and you played them and you were like, I want more, then this is the game for you. But if you played them and thought, I've had enough, and you got rid of them, stay clear. Myself, I'm quite happy with Star Wars LEGO 2 on the PC. That just rocks. Games for Windows. Star Wars Force Unleashed, which is their big hitting game coming out soon. That's
is using that the stupid one with the stupid physics?
Yeah, with all the Force stuff
and
everything. Let's
throw the game around.
And Star Wars Battlefront Renegade Squadron, which
that's
is
so Half-Life 2.
Yeah,
the last level of Half-Life 2 where they give you a stupid gun.
Midway Games coming out with Aqua Teen Hunter Force Zombie Ninjas Pro AM. Yeah, that must be a kids cartoon that's out at the moment with a name like that. Blacksite
Aqua Teen Hunger Force Zombie Ninja Pro AM
on the PlayStation 2, where it belongs. Blacksite Area 51 on the PC, PS3 and 360.
Area 51 game. It's about to suck.
John Woo presents Stranglehold. Looks good, but I am a little bit concerned that this might be
right. Why does it need John Woo?
It's based off John. Rubbish. It's based off one of John Woo's movies using the character, and it, the storyline from the game continues from the film.
Grown.
Unreal Tournament 3.
Hey.
And many, there are many lists of companies here like Sega, NCSoft, and loads of other ones, but unfortunately they've all got TBA still on them, so we're only reading out the ones that are any good. Sony Company Entertainment have come out with Buzz, so another one of their games. God of War, Chain of the Olympus. Oh my god, what are these?
Chains of Olympus on PSP. Rubbish.
Loads of weird stuff. Killzone, oh god, it's finally coming out on PS3. Took them a while to do that one out.
No, they're just showing it. It's not coming out for another 10 years.
Yeah.
Ratchet they've got
Clank,
to wait for the PS4.
SingStar. I'm like, ooh, SingStar on the PS3. I wonder when that was eventually going to get one of their titles across. Siphon Filter. I didn't even realize it was PSP, no wonder. They do a lot of rehashes for the PSP. SOCOM. PS3 and PSP coming out. Warhawk. Oh, yes, the reason why you need to have a motion-sensitive controller. I'm probably the only game that will ever use it. And Sony Online Entertainment are coming out with another EverQuest 2 add-on. Gods and Heroes, Rome Rising. Kung Fu Hustler. High Stakes Vegas Strip Poker Edition. And Vanguard, Saga of the Heroes.
Yeah, that was a Microsoft title.
So, there's lots of big hitting names that are up there saying that they're going to be there. Like we said, Square Enix, NCSoft, Namco Bat. Bandai Games, Microsoft.
Right, can I just say one thing? Because you skipped over a very important company.
Go on then.
You skipped over id Software. They've got a game called To Be Announced. That must be their new IP. To Be Announced. That must be an awesome game.
Yeah. I must admit, a lot of companies are working on it. 2K Games are working on it. 1C Company are working on that game.
Just, I mean, this is going to be one big game with all these people working on it.
It must
Bethesda
be
working on it as well.
Yeah, so it must be an add-on for Oblivion. They're all working on it.
Although, more importantly, what this shows is id will be showing Sonic. That's what it means. They will be showing Sonic, and of course, Gamercast and our associates at Portal Forums Land will be on the case.
Mm-hmm.
Ready, because, you know, the last Doom 3.
Oh.
Doom 3 was amazing. Right. So yeah, that's like stuff which will be coming up. When is it, E3?
A
couple of weeks.
Yeah,
or is it July? Is it June or July?
Oh, I think it is maybe June, July. Soon. It's not as big pushed as before because it's not going to be a big high-hitting festival of who can have the biggest crazy stuff that's got nothing to do with the game showing there. Where people realise it's like, look, we're
it's
Nintendo.
It's invite only.
If we put all of our stuff here and you want to play on it, you'll queue for hours.
Yeah. We need to stop yawning.
But I like to yawn.
Right, you were going to say something about Shadowrun?
Yeah, read on the net is a lot of people are having trouble with the PC version of it working through, nothing to do with Vista or anything, it's a Vista piece of software, but
The live service is just being hammered.
Yeah, it's just crashing like crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if it's something to do with the connection between both sets of servers.
Well, when Halo 2 came out, there was quite a few teething troubles with signing into Xbox Live simply because it was like overwhelmed. There's a lot of people got it 2 or 3 days earlier than the release date, and they didn't have all the capacity up and running then.
Because they broke sales too early. It looks like it's going good, but a few complaints on the fact there is no story. It is kind of like Quake Arena sort of thing. You just got multiplayer. If you're not wanting to go online with this thing, you're going to find it getting boring extremely quick. I must admit, it looks all very cool. Shadowrun and magic and I was getting quite excited, very close to buying it. I had a look at it today, and when you read on the box, and I've looked at the website, and I was kind of like, yeah, several different types of magical creatures you play as, and you've got guns, and you've got this weird kite, and you can teleport around. It's like, wait for Halo 3 when you've got a portable grab lift, and you can
do mech assault.
Yeah. So, it seemed great, and I like the idea, and hopefully it'll push towards more dualed Xbox 360 and PC releases, which would be extremely nice. I must admit, one thing that would be absolutely lovely is if they've got a couple of maps and servers set aside so people could play Halo 2, Halo 2 Xbox sort of thing, but obviously there's no working on that because it's not a pre-release game out at the same time, it's an updated version. But
Halo 2 on the Xbox would need to be redone, basically.
Yeah.
They need to make it a 360 game for a start. And if...
Why would anyone want to buy that when Halo 3... But it would be nice if something as good as Halo 3 comes out soon as a multi-release genre between both would be quite nice. Something other than something like Shadowrun. I can see the appeal of it. Multiplayer game, running around, instead of picking up lots of frag grenades and this, that, and the other, you got magic totems and whatever.
But yeah, pseudo-scientific rubbish.
It's
a grenade is scientific.
Bit of chemistry with some techno stuff.
You know, yeah.
Shrapnel, boom. Damn right. So,
an atomic bomb is scientific. A pseudo-scientific atomic bomb would just fall apart. It would just be like a collection of crap which would just fall apart.
Damn right. So, I'm not too impressed by it. Was getting extremely excited and close. Looked at the website. I've been put off quick.
Capri told me not to get it, so I'm not.
Yeah, I've been...
Ian, the trouble is, Ian was raving about it. He said, oh, let's get this, and oh, if you get it, then you can play me. And it's like, dude, I can't really be bothered.
Yeah, and it's not going to last very long. We won't be playing it, and not everyone will get it. You know,
the second Halo, you know, Halo 2, that's what we're going to be playing. We're not going to be playing Shadowrun. I mean, yeah, playing against Xbox 360 people is cool, because we will have an unbelievable advantage.
With high headshot range with using a mouse.
Yeah. But, you know, Halo 2.
Exactly. Why, when all you got to do is wait 5 days and there's Halo 2 release, and are you going to be purchasing a copy of Forza?
I will be getting Forza Motorsport 2, and it will be a battle between that and Halo 2.
Oh, what to play? You'll be owning them both, but you won't know what to play first.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to take the 360 up here and play both at the same time. Picture in picture.
It's possible. Get both your Xbox 360 controllers up, one on the dongle, one on the 360. Do a lap, hit pause, do a level, hit pause.
Yeah.
Level lap, level lap, level lap.
I don't think that would go too well. But yeah, Shadowrun. It shouldn't have been released as a full price title.
Yeah.
It should have been released 20, 25 quid on the 360. And no more than 15 or 20 quid on the PC, because it's just not worth it.
I can only state one thing at this very moment: orange box. Now that,
what the hell's that got to do with it?
Team Fortress 2, that would have been something which would have been really nice for dual Xbox 360.
Okay, this is what Microsoft needs to do. Microsoft needs to go to Valve. They need to give Valve the tools they need for Valve to make it into a cross-platform game.
Mm.
And then it'll be awesome because I will dominate all the 360 people.
See, now that's the sort of game that needs to have the dual crossover. And it's perfect because it's not like, oh, did you buy the one that comes with Team Fortress or not? You get Orange Box and you will get all those games packaged in, whether or not you buy it on PC or Xbox 360. It's all coming out at the same time. There's no difference. It's all port cross. It'll work. All they would have needed is the kit to sort it out, and it would have been absolutely amazing. Team Fortress, you know, it would mean that you would
Team
have...
Team Fortress should have been the flagship title for this.
Yeah.
Not Shadowrun, which was the flagship title, simply because they didn't have anything else.
It looked good. I just saw people flying around on these weird kites and teleporting around. It looked kind of, whoa, lots of stuff movement, but after a while, it just kind of like...
I'm just bored with multiplayer-only games.
Yeah, I need
to... Team Fortress is acceptable because it's not the price of a full game. You're essentially getting it for free with Episode 2.
The thing I feel about it is I love movies and stuff, and you play Halo, it's like an interactive movie, and then when you finish...
It's not as crap as an interactive movie.
You know what I mean? You've got the story...
I know what your interactive movies are. They're bad.
You've got a quality story, great gameplay, and when you come to the end of
great
it...
Great characters. You've got Sergeant Johnson, who is just insane.
Yeah. And then
look at me, I got
it,
like attacked by the flood, and for some reason the flood dude fell off by itself, and I'm hard now. I reckon I'm hard.
And at the end of it, multiplayer with your friends, you know, you've got both sides of the coin, it's a whole package. You don't want one side of the coin, it doesn't work anymore. Especially for sales, right? You're not going to sell many because you've got people flaking off between either PC or Xbox 360. There is a price difference. The content's exactly the same. High spec end, so you're not going to get many sales in the PC anyway. So most of them...
Yeah, the PC is like an 1800 Radeon minimum.
Yeah.
So yeah, you probably wouldn't be number one.
Yeah. I looked at it today and I was like, there's no way my spec can hit that at the moment. And it's like, well, if I buy it, I'm going to have to play multiplayer because I cannot match anything to stop me going... I can't honestly see... Is there bots? Is it actually playable by yourself?
Yeah.
It's not online?
We were playing it today. And the bots are cool, you know. They like run around and shoot stuff. But I don't know. I suppose playing bots is better than some of the noobs on Xbox Live.
I must admit, I love playing
chocolate
against...
I want chocolate milk!
The best bots I
ever
had...
Shut up, you noob.
When I was younger, before I was playing PC online, was Perfect Dark on the N64.
Team Fortress. Classic / 1.5. The bots for that. Because it didn't have bots.
Mm.
And the trouble with Team Fortress Classic is because it was a mod for Half-Life, you couldn't put a bot mod into another mod.
Yeah.
You could only use bots in the original Half-Life like Deathmatch. And when there was some guy who worked out how to do it.
Mm.
And yeah, wow, you had bots in Team Fortress and it was awesome because they were so crap you could just go along and kill hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And it made me feel good.
That's what I like.
Because
about...
in like multiplayer against real humans, although I always used to win, I didn't win by like 1,000 frags.
Yeah.
See, which I did against the bots, which made me feel hardcore.
Perfect Dark, it was a great example because of the fact that you had Gold Knight and then you jump into Perfect Dark and you've got these bots. And I must admit, I was looking forward to that when I got it on 360. And I enjoyed just sitting there going around with all the weaponry, playing the bots. And fair enough, I was doing it just to practice for the levels. But it's because it was the only thing out first person on the 360. It was a release title. It was great. It was the first game to look absolutely amazing on console because, you know, 360's first of this generation out. But you don't need it now. If you wanted that, it would have been... Shadowrun should have been something that would have been a release title and worked. Not now. It should have been a budget title. Or at least had a really good storyline slapped on the other side for single player.
The trouble is, like I said with Halo 2, you know, people bashing Halo 2 or Windows Vista... Because, yeah, it's a 2.5-year-old port of a console game. But it was really one of the flagship titles to use for live integration, and Shadowrun is the flagship title to use as cross-platform play. But Shadowrun, I believe, was really conceived to do that job and no more.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to do more with it, they should have given him another year. Do a single player and stuff like that.
Yeah. It's not going to last too long, considering the fact that having Halo 2 on PC is a good place to keep it, because it means you can play with all the people that you know are only PC players. Because when it comes to Xbox 360, by September, the only thing that should be in your CD-ROM on the Xbox 360 should be Halo 3.
We'll see about that.
Right.
I will tell you now that I will not play Halo 3 for at least 10 minutes the day it comes out.
In other words, you're going to spend 10 minutes on hands and knees praying for in front of the box and reading the manual.
No, I'm sure I will spend 10 minutes in the loo and, like, eating food.
For prepping yourself so you don't have to leave it again.
So, yeah, I mean, Halo 3 isn't the coming of Christ. I'm only going to spend 23 hours and 50 minutes on the game on the first day. So, you know, let's be serious. Don't look at me like that.
I think what we got to do is we got to split that number down a bit. We're going to have to say, right, as soon as we've got it, you're only allowed to play up to this certain time, and then no more Halo 3. You have to stop, and then we all meet up for multiplayer.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Because everyone's going to have it. We're all going to get it. Craig's online now as well. So,
my name's Craig. How do I set up Xbox Live? How do I set up broadband? What do I need for... That's the only reason I go into work. It's to answer his questions.
But, yeah, it Halo 3 multiplayer, fair enough, I've got a feeling it might just all fall to pieces, because we're going to have every single person, every single copy of Halo 3 will be online all at the same time.
Well, not all of them. The Chavik underclasses will just go, oh, Xbox Live, I don't know what broadband is. I don't have a phone line, I don't have enough money for phone line. I have mobile phones I stole.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need... That's not fast enough.
I would buy Halo 3, man, and I'd play it, but I'm a wanker, and I sold my PlayStation and my Xbox 360 so I can get George Foreman... No, sorry. A PlayStation George... No! PlayStation 3. I sold PlayStation 3. Bought drugs. Yeah. They're just all the people that wouldn't be on it would just have a PlayStation 3 now. And they're all going, oh, Halo 3, it's crap, because I got PlayStation 3 and I've got Resistance. And I'm stuck on the first level because the controller don't work. Sorry, I was a serious bit of PlayStation 3 bashing, but I was on a roll. I had to just keep going with the character.
PlayStation 3 is doing really well.
Have you actually sold one yet?
I sold one a couple of weeks back, and that's it. And they wanted it. Anyway, I could talk them out of it. They wanted it.
Poor bastard.
It's like, why? There's nothing on it.
Do you know, I'm not a cruel person. I'm really not. And telling the truth, as far as I'm concerned, it's not
Let's
cruel.
Let's win the console war and just have all the games on one platform.
But
let's get it over and done with.
I do find a sinister piece of satisfaction when I talk to a PlayStation 3 fan who thinks it's the best thing and talks to me. And as soon as he finds out I'm a complete and utter gaming nut, he wants to know all the details and what I feel. And as soon as I tell him everything about PlayStation 3, I don't know why, but my heart just jumps to joy when I look at his face drop. I did it a couple of days ago. I had to take Sarah up to the Quicksilver pub, and she had a couple of her workmates, and then one of them's bought a PlayStation 3 and think it's the best thing since sliced bread. And when I was telling him,
have you played on an Xbox 360? What? Exactly.
I'd be quite interested to see if people start bringing back their PlayStation 3s and trading them in so they can get the Xbox Elite. It's black, I'll have that one now.
We had someone trade in the Wii today.
Bloody hell. Has it been the only one you've ever had in?
No, we've had a few others. Traded in for an Xbox 360.
Thing is, though, you're going to find that there is a lot of gamers that...
bought the Wii because they thought it was the second coming of Christ.
It's not. I loved my Wii to pieces.
Wii Sports, that's it.
And I really got on with it well, but I still need to own an Xbox 360. I need my hardcore games. There is some stuff that cannot be done with that console.
Yeah, Halo 3.
To be honest, they...
Halo 2 even.
They need to bring out something like... You know, you've got the classic controller. They need to bring out the modern controller that plugs into the Wii remote so that you can do more than just playing that sort of game. To be honest, it would be better if they brought out a second remote that plugs in with a nunchuck, and instead of being all about this, all it is...
Adam's waving his hand around for those that can't see.
Yeah, like the Wii remote. Instead of it being the Wii remote, it's just a device you put in your hand, which is the other side of the controller. So you know you've got like...
Dude, I don't understand.
You know that you've got a controller, right? I'm doing the Xbox 360 controller.
Dude, get off my controller.
Right. Basically, we're saying that that is the nunchuck.
Yeah. Wow. That's the nunchuck is an exact copy. Look at it. It's exact. I never noticed that before. It's an exact copy of the 360
pad. Take a photo of it and get it in Photoshop. Start editing. And then the Wii remote is a basic copy of this side. It's only a couple of buttons and a trigger.
So essentially, you stick them together.
And you've got them like this. What I'm saying is, for them to make a Wii remote that hasn't got, maybe doesn't have the pointer in it and stuff like that, and is just for more hardcore.
So basically,
game,
you just have
buttons.
You just have two nunchucks,
yeah,
with the extra bits on.
Yeah, for those games that they're having a harder time because they're adding too many movement animations. Because at the end of the day, the buttons are movement. There's been a lot of complaints about the Wii for the fact that some developers, this has got nothing to do with Nintendo. Nintendo put it all out there for you to see and play with, but it's the developers that are having a hard time trying to figure out what to do with this technology. And one of the problems is they keep thinking animations. A button is an animation. You go forward, you go up, you twist, you shake it, move it from side to side. And some people are starting to find it's getting a little bit annoying on some games. I must admit, I find it a little bit annoying on Ultimate Alliance. I just want to press buttons because I'm starting to find... I do enjoy having the nunchuck system. I like playing the game like that, but I want more buttons in my hand instead of the waving stuff. When I'm playing Legend of Zelda, that's perfect. Moving the cursor, swinging around with the sword, it fits. And there's a lot of games that could and are going to be coming out on the Wii where that system will fit. But when you get those games that want to cross over platforms, that's when they don't work on the Wii. Exactly. Spider-Man does work because of the fact that it's the only game, I think, that where you've got two things in each hand, web shooters, perfect situation. I love it. But some other games, they're just not going to work that well.
Yeah.
Like, but at the end of the day, it's the developers. They've got to get their head around it. Make a way so that it's more gamer-friendly, not Nintendo, anybody can play it friendly. Those games are going to be made, and those games are going to be brilliant, and people should own a Wii for those games. But the gamer games aren't working that well with that system because the developers aren't spending the time with the technology to get those motion sensing buttons working properly. There are some games out there perfectly fine. Dragon Ball Z, which I reviewed several episodes ago, perfect situation. They could have gone, they could have KO'd the whole motion sensor system for shed loads of the special moves in this beat-em-up. But instead, all they did was base it off the pointer. The pointer's on the screen, the pointer's off the screen, and it depends how you got off the screen. You either went up, down, left, or right. And that will determine with button combinations what moves you were doing, and then you can push forwards and push backwards. Apparently, those were to do with certain moves, like there's one guy where he pulls his arms apart and then slams them together with an energy blast. So in the Wii remote, you literally just go like that. So if you wanted to, you could just go, and you'd do the maneuver. But it didn't mean that it had to pick up that hand gesture. All it had to do was notify that the Wii remote was no longer pointing at the monitor, and it pointed back at the monitor. That's all it required, and that was so simple, but more effective than someone going, I can't get it to work right because I'm shaking my arm because I'm furiously trying to play a hardcore game. Wii Sports, absolutely amazing. Works fine, but hardcore gaming games, it's not quite there. You still need an Xbox 360 for that sort of stuff.
Isn't that what I said about half hour ago?
Yeah, I just wanted to be more in-depth about it.
Okay. Right, so we went off on a tangent from Shadowrun to Nintendo Wii.
It's what we do best. Tangents. That'd be a good t-shirt. Listen to GamerCast about a subject that we won't talk about.
Listen to GamerCast about...
What we do, we're like, oh, we're going to talk about this new game that's really crap and it's out on the PlayStation 3. We say about three things about it before you know it. We're talking about these people who are whinging about God and science and something else. Before you know it, I'm going off on one about how cool it would be to have a TV remote that can do something really weird with a can opener. You know, it's the way we work. Yeah, so next on the list, Halo 2 for the Windows Vista.
Yeah, so we've got a copy of this. We literally have only just got it because that's when it came in stock.
We've literally
only had time to play the first level. Well, not even all the first level, just like half the first level.
I'll let
Adam talk about it because he's the nerd who was playing it.
One of the things that I will state, which is really nice, when we went through and you get the bit where Master Chief's got his new armor, meets up with Johnson,
Sergeant Johnson,
and they're on the train and they get off where they go into the metal bit. A lot of people will notice that it was crisped up a bit for the 360 when you play it on the emulator, but on the Xbox, you always get Sergeant Johnson with that little, I want to turn. Yes, I've turned. And then when you're walking, the level's rendering and you're like, whoa, this looks crap. Whoa, it looks really good. Where the hell did all that come from? I didn't even see that once when we were loading up. Fair enough, as soon as you walk out, it does pause for a while. It's not instant, the game's there. But as soon as it's there, it's like, oh, yeah, it's already loaded for me. Great. Much better. Gameplay-wise, it is Halo 2.
Gameplay-wise, it is fantastic.
Fair enough, you had to go with the mouse. I didn't. I had to go with the Xbox 360 controller on dongle. But what more can you say? I must admit, if you're going to bring a game out that's just for Vista using Live, the new Live service, this is the game to be doing it on. This was the pedestal to aim for any Live game, for multiplayer, for the system they set up, for the whole ranking system setting up, even a web page that shows you what scoring you've got on, and you can look at your clan. Because that was the first clan game as well.
On the Xbox, yeah.
It was the pioneer of the Xbox Live setup, but it was the one that was, because others had done it before, but this is the one with our first clan connectivity and used that. It was the new setup, wasn't it, where they changed a few things.
You had like a clan page, and you could create a friends list, and you had your players list, and you had a clan list.
Wasn't it just in time for the update? This was the new one that worked on the new update, if I remember rightly.
Can't remember.
I'm sure there was a new update for Live and they had added a few extra features and it was one that used all the new extra features. But yeah, it was perfect for it. And I found that the joy of being able to sit there, get thrown into a match, and you could either make friends in the match, you just get chucked back out, go into the next one, or you could meet up with your friends on the Xbox Live.
No
one else could get into your match. It was just your friends, and then all of a sudden we could take that.
You could take that group and join
another group,
public game,
and it meant that you always had your mates with you, and you were laughing and joking.
Yeah, that was brilliant, fantastic, absolutely, 100%.
It was the best way to actually do this, and so many games have followed on in suit. Maybe not as well and not
because
as crisp.
Just on the PC, you don't have that.
No,
you've got a friends list.
Well, it's a question of
trying to organize everybody to like join a you know such and such a server, blah blah blah. But with this, you can just like you know all jump together into like whatever it's called. What's it called?
It's something lobby or something like that. I'm sure it is.
That's what I said. What's it really called? Let's use the power of the interweb.
One thing that does look nice is the interface with the Xbox 360 controller using the Xbox 360 button. When you start playing this, sometimes you have to kick yourself in the butt and remind yourself that this is actually an Xbox game, not an Xbox 360 game. So this is a definite update because you have got content, you have gamer score. You can complete stuff and gain gamer score for this, as well as the fact you've got the the blade that comes across, which is different because there are no blades in PC. So this is a blade that just comes in on the game, comes, shoots up as a window, all the same interfaces you would normally have, and you can have, excuse me, your gamer score tag loaded in, which I think rocks, absolutely amazing. I'm still going to have to find out how to get my email address changed from my gamer score card. But playing it, I just got the bit where it's like, Master Chief, defend this station. I need a gun. I still have a goosebump.
I need a weapon.
That's it, I need a weapon. I had the goosebumps go up my arm. It was like, but we've also had a look at the, before we start the show, we started installing the level editor pack. Bit confusing, not what Paul's used to, but I must admit, some of it looked
very
simple.
Well, I've not done any level editing since I did a bit with Quake 3.
Yeah.
But before that, it was all Half-Life and Quake.
I've only ever touched on...
So it was like totally Worldcraft.
Yeah, I've only ever touched on Jedi Knight, Dark Forces 2. So even then, it was just playing around with what other people had done and tweaking it a bit. So this is looking interesting. Once we've got it, we're going to...
Catherine reminds me I did some Doom 3 levels as well.
Oh.
I totally forgot about that.
We used
the Doom 3 editor.
We're going to have a look into creating some levels, so we might get some projects going, which would be quite cool. Be interesting to see how they're actually playable with the fact that the system's all set up. What these the level editors, when you create a level, what they're actually capable of being played.
Multiplayer.
But will these... You won't be able to go on Xbox Live and join a normal match, because obviously the other people won't have your level, will they?
If they have your level, then yeah.
So, which is cool, which means we could create our own level and load it onto the webpage.
I think for ranked matches, you need to use the inbox levels.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Mm.
But for custom matches, I don't see why there should be any problem.
If you've loaded up one of the level, they're not called maps in this, they're actually called scenarios, which I'm sure that's what they actually call them when you're looking for the maps on Halo 2 anyway. I imagine that once you've actually loaded the scenarios into your scenario box on your thing, it will show up, and if people haven't got them, they won't be able to join your match. So I imagine
it depends on how big they are.
Yeah.
So, I mean, back in the old days, if there was a map on the server you didn't have, it would download from the server.
Mm.
So it depends how big the multiplayer maps are, if that's feasible or not.
Yeah. It'd be quite interesting.
Well, hey, Darth Ura is back.
Darth Ura.
Well, like back from like last week. Darth Ura.
Yeah, no, that's going to be interesting because it means that you're still going to be able to just play those maps, and you're not going to feel left out because you haven't got hold of the latest map.
I mean, you know, a lot of multiplayer stuff with custom maps happens on LANs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you can just say, oh, everyone played this map. Because it doesn't really matter. On a LAN, it's not that competitive unless you're in, like, a competition.
Mm.
So it's just, you know, usually just a group of your mates.
Or if it's, like, I don't even know if they're going to let us play over IP sort of system. Because then, fair enough, you could... what would be quite nice is if you play that lobby system, because obviously the lobby system is still going to be there for friends. Whether or not, if you're all in the lobby system and you've all passed around this map, then that means that all your friends can get together in the lobby. You're not going to add anybody else in there, but it means you're going to be able to play this custom map that you've all worked on sort of thing, which will be quite interesting. So I'm going to look forward to that. We're going to have to see about creating something up.
Yeah, box room.
Yeah, you still want to make your box room.
Well, I mean, it would gradually develop into two sides to the box room with a wall, like two walls. So you can almost see it's two bases or even a box. One thing I do want to touch on is the amount of crap being spread about the Halo 2 Windows Vista release. Ooh, that's too big. Look at my font size, there we go, 150%, I can see it from over here. Yeah, basically there's a bunch of noobs spreading FUD. This is what one of the guys said on the Bungie.net forums. He says, unless you get a gold Windows Live account, you're basically playing a demo of Halo 2. Microsoft wants you to pay for stuff that is free in virtually every other PC FPS.
where it's actually been stated that all you need is Silver account to play this game online, because it's not on the Xbox 360. All you do is you have your gamer score.
You can make the gamer tag
like Xbox 360 to play single player, and you can register one of these and make it Silver by hooking it up to a net passport.
Okay, let me deal with this. In a lot of PC games, you have to register for an account.
Yeah, we've seen that lots of times.
EA
with
Battlefield, Battlefield, whatever it is.
We've had to register for Command & Conquer 3, and we all, it was also up for registration when we were trying to play Supreme Commander. So,
it's not that uncommon nowadays to have to register an account to play a multiplayer game.
And give over an email address, so...
Yeah. So basically, you need to create an account, and then for free, and you get a regular style PC server browser list up. So you have a list of the servers, and you can...
But what they're stating about the gold online...
Dude, let me finish.
Oh, go on.
You know, you can pick the server you want to play on, and that's it. If you've got an Xbox Live Gold account, i.e. 40 quid a year membership, you get matchmaking services like on Xbox, like the True Skill, or whatever it's called. You can earn the multiplayer achievements, and stuff like that.
So if you don't have a Gold account, you can't earn the achievements?
You can't earn multiplayer ones.
Right.
You can still earn single player.
Right.
But because on Xbox Live... on Xbox 360, you need a gold account to play multiplayer at all, so that's why I think they've done that.
But otherwise, you can still get there and play with everyone else.
Yeah, like a regular PC first-person shooter.
So, multiplayer...
So levels, really, this guy's talking rubbish.
There is nothing, apart from achievements, there's nothing that you can't touch on multiplayer level-wise.
Multiplayer stuff, it's the same as the PC. Basically, if you're willing to pay the subscription, you get more stuff.
Yeah.
You get all the, like, Xboxy...
Yes, extra
achievements
bits.
And matchmaking and all that. But if you don't have that, you just get like a regular PC browser list and, you know, stuff like that. Like the server browser and whatever. He then also goes on to say, if you buy Halo 2 Vista, you're supporting this blatant ripoff that Microsoft is trying to pull. If Windows Live becomes popular in the future, a lot of games might be like Halo 2 Vista. Good. I want a lot of games to be like Halo 2 on Windows Vista.
Mm.
It's a good game. The live stuff is well done. If you've got a live account, you get more. If you don't, you get the normal stuff you had anyway.
I would like all games for Windows to come with this, to the point where it is more like, I know it's a PC, but it's going to have the great things that have started coming out of this latest generation on the Xbox 360. All of the advancements from the 360 on PC. So you'd be able to talk to gamers online, you know, you'd be able to play, I don't know, a new game that's come out on Windows, games for Windows on the PC, and this is someone that you met playing Halo 2, which is the advantage with the fact that you can play, like, I've got this friend who I played with now and again on Xbox 360, and I don't even know who he is. I met him playing Ghost Recon. I always meet up with him and play Ghost Recon, but I've had a race against him on Project Gotham because I was on there and he saw I was on there, shoved in his disc and said, can I join? I said, yeah, sure. So had a race with him, and I'm used to standing next to this guy with a sniper rifle covering his back, not racing him in a pair of Ferraris. But having that ability on PC would make
just summed it up brilliantly.
Yeah.
I'm fed up of having a different friends list for every game.
Mm.
Like Command & Conquer. When we were trying to have a game of Command & Conquer, I had to like find out what your handle was, enter it into my friends list. That friends list doesn't get shared with anything else.
Mm.
It's annoying.
Yeah.
It's like playing on a PS3.
You'd end up, if they didn't do it, you'd end up feeling like you wanted to create your own system where you had a web page that listed all of your handles on every game you play. And then you put that everywhere.
I'm fortunate in that I've got a fairly unique handle I go by, in that there's very few other people who actually use it.
Mm.
So I'm lucky like that. But a lot of people, like normal people, who just say, oh, Adam921 whatever.
Yeah.
On one game, and then it's like Adam29 on the other, or, you know, whatever.
Because someone else got that Adam whatever number beforehand.
This guy also completely misunderstands a lot of the key concepts. He says, if Windows Live becomes popular. Windows Live is the... Stop looking at your watch. We've got plenty of time. Windows Live... Yeah, stop telling me in a hurry. Dude.
I wasn't in a hurry. I can't see the clock from here, so I thought I'd look at my watch.
Yeah, dude. Don't pressure me to hurry up.
No, keep going. You've got plenty of time.
Yeah, he's basically saying Windows Live is blah, blah, blah. Windows Live is like rebranding of MSN. It's nothing to do with Xbox Live. It's a rebranding of MSN. Although I do think they goofed up with a bit of the branding, because it does get confusing.
Mm.
Like, Games for Windows Live. When really it's Games for Windows dash Live.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a bit of a screw up, but... I mean, the Games for Windows stuff is really just like a certified for Windows logo. Mm. Microsoft tests it as well. It has to support a few things like widescreen and stuff. But yeah, he also then like does the regular, you know, total non sequitur. He says, "Oh, Halo 2 Vista is exclusive to promote Vista. Vista doesn't need promotion. Windows Vista, I should say. Get the trademarks right." Windows Vista has sold twice as fast as any previous Microsoft operating system. It doesn't need a game which will sell in minuscule copies, let's be honest, to promote it. Microsoft made the decision to make Games for Windows dash Live exclusive to Windows Vista. Probably because they plug into some of the security mechanisms on Vista.
Yeah. Can I just pause you for a second there? One of the things that people have got to keep remembering is there is always a benchmark when it comes to PC gaming. You'll always get to a point where, like, I've noticed it today. I've always been going on, I need to upgrade my computer because I'm running Vista, but I'm still on Pentium 4, old motherboard with a gig of RAM.
RAM.
And I looked at Shadowrun, and I looked at Lara Croft, and I both thought, ooh, we got to where I was while I was still at uni, when I was looking at games going, ooh, I've hit my limit again. I've hit my limit. I know I need to upgrade my computer. Excuse me. There's a dog in there. That's all it is. People are whinging because you've got to upgrade an operating system. How old is XP?
XP came out on the 25th of October 2001.
Exactly. You know, we're 2007 at the moment. Upgrading your operating system is not a big deal. A lot of people aren't, gaming wise, aren't liking that because of the fact that
well, a lot of
certain things aren't compatible with Vista, because none of the people who made the software have got round to the rats to sorting out drivers and sorting patches out.
1.9 million accessories were over Windows Vista.
Exactly. It's like
four times as many as what worked on XP.
Yeah.
In this period, four times as many.
Why people are whinging. I spoke to a guy where I crashed, and he was like, "Oh, where'd you go?" I said, "Yeah, Vista still doesn't like City Heroes, but it's, you know, it's coping with it fine." And he goes, "Oh, I solved that problem." He specced his computer up to the point with his hard drive being, main hard drive being big enough, that he was actually able to run XP and Vista. And he says he does everything else on Vista. When he wants to run City Heroes, he just shuts down and powers back up into XP. The only thing that's set up for XP is for City Heroes, because everything else works with Vista. And he's happy to do that. No whinging, no nothing. I've seen a couple of people in City Heroes, and they're going, oh, Vista in the forums. This guy was like, "I want Vista, but I know it's not ready for City Heroes, so I'll compromise."
Well, City of Heroes isn't ready for Vista. Get it the right way.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Right, yeah, I mean, it's basically a rehash of all the old arguments when Windows... I'm lucky enough in that I was involved in the community when Windows XP came out.
Mm.
It was exactly the same.
Yeah.
I moved over to Windows XP 6 months before it was released, because I said, who cares? I can handle bugs because I'm hardcore. You know, I like to be on the cutting edge. I mean, I've been running Vista for 18 months now.
Yeah.
It's old. I want a new operating system. And these people are whinging, "Oh, it's too new. Nothing works." I want a new operating system. Dude. So yeah, it's just a rehash of all the old arguments, and none of them like play out, I think.
Vista 2010.
Microsoft made a business decision to do that. Who cares?
Yeah, it's the benchmark. They need to move on. You would be holding back the technology by trying to make it compatible with XP.
Right. His last point is that Microsoft wants you to pay for stuff when it's free in other games. No, dude. It's free.
Mm.
The stuff in other games... and the stuff in Halo 2 is comparable free. Halo 2, if you're an Xbox Live subscriber, has extra stuff. Fair enough. I don't care because I've got an Xbox Live account. I've had an Xbox Live account since Xbox Live was released.
And the great thing
you've
about
had an Xbox Live account for like ages as well. Everyone's got an Xbox Live account.
The other great advantage to it, if you've got PC, then fair enough, you'd be able, Xbox 360, or even you've just got normal Xbox, you still share the same account. The other advantage is they're not asking you to go onto a website, create an account,
create another account,
log in, and then go, right, here's my bank details, can you please charge me for a year subscription, but you take it out every month, or I'll buy it in one lot, or I'll pay £8 a month, sort of thing. It's not like playing a massive multiplayer online game. You can walk down to your local video game store, pick up a Gold Live account for a year,
put the code in, it's done.
Price of a game, take it home, scratch off the back, put the code in, and you don't have to worry about it for another year. And if you, by the time it gets around to here, you're like, I don't play on Halo 2 anymore, there aren't any other games that will have this service I don't want, who cares? You go off and you're crap and you go buy a PlayStation 3. It doesn't matter because you paid for it. The service is there. It's there if you need it. And then it runs out. It doesn't require to think. I haven't been paying mine and mine got ran out. Fair enough, I kept saying I was gold until we signed in and then I got the, you are silver.
Oh, jeez.
So I'm going to have to, at some point, have to go down and actually get myself another year subscription. Just slap it on.
Well, I mean, what you could do is just buy 50 of the things and put more in, then you're good for 50 years.
Yeah.
Of course, you're also insane. Although it might work out cheaper. Yeah, it probably will work out cheaper.
Hmm.
Assuming Microsoft don't get bust, or Xbox Live, like, gets shut down.
Or something bad happens, we all get turned back into the Stone Age.
Yeah, the Americans go nuclear on us.
Every computer doesn't work ever again. Apart from the calculators, who are immune.
Yeah, whatever. Also, Halo related, Halo 3 box art. Mm. No 100% confirmation on this, but it's out and it looks crap.
Too blue, and Chief just looks blue.
The Chief looks, I don't like the way he's like at an angle.
Mm.
The Halo 2 box is really good because it was like the Master Chief like crouched or stood up among
the
wreckage of everything, and like the clouds were glowing orange and.
I honestly don't think this is going to be the one, but you never know. It's not iconic enough, and he looks too blue. He doesn't look green enough.
Yeah, he looks like a bit of a mongoose, really. He looks like a bit of a Darth Ura. Oh no, I'm in trouble now. Tomb Raider Anniversary. I'm going to touch a bit on this because Catherine's played it and she wrote a few things out. So she basically says, it's a good game, although a little buggy at times. The camera angles can be a bit jaggy and annoying, but it is very close to the original game, sticking to the same story and using most of the parts from the original game. Everything's being ramped up to the today's standards of games, i.e. the T-Rex is massive. Little disappointing as pistol ammo is unlimited. It's so easy to swan dive now. Very cool in brackets, and they've got the nice bits from Legend in and a few other abilities like balancing on the top of poles and stuff. This probably makes more sense to you than me.
Yeah, I know that they added in the magnetic grappling hook as well from Legend.
Whoopie doodah. So what's this swan dive, what's the deal with that?
It was a dive that you could do to jump off stuff, and she did a swan dive, and instead of landing on her feet, she would jump, kind of land on her neck, and she kind of do this ninja roll. But if you did it from the wrong height, or you fucked it up, you basically snap Lara Croft's neck on the floor, and it's game over.
Cool.
And it was quite hard to pull off.
But now it's easy.
Yeah, because the controlling of Lara has been made so much more easier in Legend compared to any of the other games to match today's standards. I'm a bit disappointed that it doesn't seem like it's screaming quality, because I know Kat, being a gamer of herself, if it's good and it's got quality, she would have said that. And the fact that she's picking up on these things makes me feel like they rushed it. It's a disappointment because it could have been a good thing for people that were like, who played Legends and go, oh, this is really good, why don't they just remake all of them just like this? It would have been great. And they've done it with the first one, but you should have paid more attention to get it just as crisp as Legends was. But, that's cool.
Shulsa goes on to say it's got more puzzles than the original. And the Croft Manor, which when I had Tomb Raider, I actually enjoyed that. It was cool just to like hang around there.
Yeah, go play on the assault course and stuff.
It's much bigger than the original Tomb Raider, although it's a bit different and her butler isn't shaking everywhere. I had so much fun locking him in the fridge thing. It was like a walking freezer, and it was just fun to like put him in there. Back then, when you were a kid, you expected something cool to happen, like for him to freeze, and of course nothing happened. Developers, you need more kids on thing. Kids say he should freeze when you put him in there. We want a frozen butler. So we need to make him freeze as well. She basically sums up saying it's a cool game and people should buy it.
I must admit, on the net price at the moment, because it's on PC, is $17.99, which isn't too bad. So
I have thought about buying this game.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you were a fan of the original one.
The original Tomb Raider was good. Yeah.
And for the games for Windows and being able to use the Xbox 360 controller.
Yeah, I'd use a keyboard and mouse. I mean, I showed you the problem with the 360 controller. The battery went flat. Annoying. I was playing a game and the battery went flat.
Do you know what I say to you for that?
Should have charged it up.
Brought your playing charge kit up and plug it into your USB slot.
Yeah, I'm lazy.
And it would still work.
Yeah, but it means I'd have to go downstairs and get it, wouldn't I?
And that's just effort.
Although I suppose I should charge it up ready for Forza and stuff.
Yeah.
When we get our hands on that sometime this week.
Yeah, so that'll be good. So
hopefully I'll get my hands on it like Wednesday or something and I can
start giving it
go hardcore.
I'll have to come around and have a go. So,
I'll have to come around and have a go.
Oh, borrow it as well.
I expect you'll borrow it for a couple of weeks as well.
Yeah, do my review on it. But no, I'm assuming it's going to be interesting for next week because of the fact we're going to be able to review Halo 2 in more detail.
Because we'll have more time to play it.
And Forza Motorsports 2. The other thing is, because Halo 2 is not all the way out yet, we'll be able to play multiplayer and give you more feedback on how it's going there. So
we need to do that, some multiplayer. Catherine also has just said, with the 3DS version, which is like the collector's edition, there's a documentary with it, and in it is mentioned something I never realised. There was a new Tomb Raider game released every year from 1996 till 2000 because Eidos said Core had to.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is what I say all the time. Tomb Raider got stale because it was just different levels in the same basic game over and over. And it was, yes, because Eidos said they had to chuck a new one out every year.
Trying to spin off it, they should leave it.
Trying to make some money out of it. And then they goofed it up royally with Angel of Darkness.
What can I say? To be honest, with Tomb Raider, the only way you could have made it better would be a bit like Splinter Cell controls, you know, being able to climb up and hang upside down and grab stuff, you know, more mobility, make her more, not just more acrobatical, but just you feel like you can do anything with her. Grab stuff, move around, hang off whatever, any wall is climbable, and give you 1,001 ways to make these puzzles. Take away the linear aspect to these places. So one thing that would be really nice is if you're trying to complete this puzzle and you're swinging across on this rope and you time it wrong and you fall down this pit, instead of it, you know, I'm on spikes sort of thing, that whole entire linear level for the next whole level has been cut off the game because you fell through a trapdoor and slide to another part. And you've got to do that part, which you never would have known about unless you screwed up. So having more linearness taken away and having more aspects of where to go would be much better for that sort of Tomb Raider game. Larger levels.
Yeah. So Tomb Raider, overall positive.
Yeah. Probably get, but I'm going to wait for a while. There's more better stuff coming out at the moment that I need to get my hands on.
Forza!
Sounds like saying the bit where they used to have the what's
up? What's that dude?
What's that? Forza! We're going to have to do that now. It's going to be the new thing. It has the headset. Father! Vroom vroom, father! And then I crash into a wall as usual.
Oh man, I want to race you. I'm so going to win. Because with damage on, you're just going to like...
I need a new car now. Here, new car.
I need a new car. Let's restart the race. And then we restart it five times.
I need a mod that I can buy off Xbox Live that allows me to park a second car in the pit lane and I get out and jump in the next one because I screwed mine up. But Forza's quite cool. Have you found out what the bigger, better, limited edition, thicker box is that was like one for Oblivion?
No. Sort of. It's probably making of DVD, maybe an extra couple of cars.
Mm.
I don't know. But next week we will know.
Yeah. I had a look and play and he didn't state much about it, so it looks like it's all going to be flowing out there. They put this back, I'm going to kill someone.
It won't go back.
Better not.
It's sat there waiting to come out.
That and Halo 2. I really am not going to know what to play first.
Well, what I would do is I would put my Halo disc in the drive, get it installed, get it patched. Two patches. For it. There's the nudity mod patch, which takes out the bum from the game.
Whose bum is that? Some marine or something?
I don't know. It wasn't actually in the game, it was just, probably found in one of the textures left over or something. There was just a bum. Yeah, I guess it was a marine who'd had been chopped up by the Covenant or something.
Yeah.
And had his bum hanging out.
Yeah, you could see his ass or something.
Ooh, Catherine says something. Forza Motorsport 2 will be released in two editions, one being the regular edition, the other being a collector's edition featuring a 157-page booklet with three unreleased cars. It will also contain a soundtrack. The three cars are including the Subaru Impreza, S204, the Celine Mustang, blah, 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 Ferrari, Challenge Stradale. So yeah, you get three extra cars and a booklet and soundtrack.
Cool. Bonus code to unlock the...
That's what Wikipedia says. Yeah. Smiley face. So probably wrong then.
Yeah.
You probably don't get anything.
It's a bigger box.
Yeah, is it a metal box?
It looks like the thicker cardboardy ones. You know, the thickness like the games windows.
What, Oblivion?
And, yeah.
I want a metal box.
Like Gears of War.
Yeah, not like Gears of War, like a Halo 2.
Yeah, Halo 2 box is really cool.
Oh, and she says the Americans aren't getting the collector's edition.
Yes! Sorry guys, but... Yes!
Okay, so that sums up really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Feedback can go to feedback@gamercast.net or it can be left on the blog at gamercast.net or it can also be left on the forums,
mm-hmm.
where you can talk to people as well because it's a forum.
Forum.
At portalforums.net. We also appreciate any reviews on iTunes you want to do for us, although personally I don't like iTunes.
At least keep saying, like we said in the last couple of episodes, if games are coming out pre-UK, Europe, if any of you American guys would like to do a review on a game, more than welcome. Keep it short and sweet, but get to the point, and send that to us. That would be most appreciative. As well as, if you have the ability, if it's a PC game, or you have a video camera and an LCD TV to be able to film what you're doing, you're more than welcome to do that. We would quite happily play that for the live listeners, and we can YouTube that on my account and then link it through to the website. So all these features are here for you to use. You don't use them, we don't show them, but if you use them, hey,
they get used.
Yeah, so if you want to do yourself a video of playing a new game or some level or something that you found, even if you found a cheat, it's there, show us. We want to talk about whatever you've got to show us. If everybody keeps quiet, then we just talk about what's going on. And if people start saying
stuff... Basically, how it works is, if nobody says anything, we talk about what we want to talk about, which is generally just Halo and maybe Forza Motorsport.
Yeah, but
or in Adam's case, Pokemon. Whatever nonsense he wants to talk about.
I nearly got a flaming monkey.
Right.
Now I have a penguin.
What?
Fires water. Well, actually, fires bubbles. It's lame.
You're damn right, it's lame. A penguin that fires bubbles at you. Oh no, I'm so scared. It's a retarded bird that can't fly and it's gonna get me.
Penguins are mean. Look at the penguins in Batman Returns, they had rockets. You know, you could tell they didn't have sat nav, they didn't know where they were going.
Have you finished?
Yeah.
Right, we will see everyone next week on episode 75, where we'll review Forza Motorsport 2, Halo 2 in depth, and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, it's all going to be good. We'll catch you guys next week.